Jesus is risen. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. As we continue our celebration of the season of Easter, we are smack dab in the middle. There are seven Sundays in the season of Easter, and today is the fourth Sunday, right here in the middle, and I am so happy that you are with us, whether you're joining us here in worship at the church or you're joining us online. It is good for us to be God's people together. A couple of brief announcements. Continuing this Thursday in the parlor is our Bible study on the book of Revelation. We begin at 6:30, and if you would like to join us, I hope that you will. It has been an interesting and enjoyable time together. Next Sunday, April 28th, we will be welcoming new members at both services. And so this is just by way of reminder that we are meeting once again in the chapel in between services so that I might answer questions and things like that. But let us prepare for this moment of joy here at St. John's together. Finally, I'm looking for some help. Stacy and I need to be away for Trinity Sunday, which is also Memorial Day weekend. This is when we are planning to do a memorial for Stacy's father, Roger, that weekend. So I'm looking for some people who are willing to help lead worship and even perhaps preach that day. If that is something that you feel led to assist with, please, please come talk to me. I need help for the Saturday service as well as the Sunday service. So that's May 24 and 25. Please pray on that. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope that you read through them and discover ways to connect to worship and ministry. But we are here today to continue to add our voices in triumphant celebration. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, Always. Let us rise and sing together.
Grace, the God of creation, knows me by name.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O Lord Christ, good shepherd of the sheep, you seek the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us, and we shall be satisfied. Heal us, and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 4. The next day the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in the Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 3. We know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from the Father." The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. And here they're coming. Yay! Good morning! I am so happy to see all of you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. And here she comes. Here she comes. She's going to make the corner. No. Okay. It's all right. It all works out. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Everybody know what this is?
A sheep.
A sheep. You know what we're supposed to do with sheep? Take care of them, right? Right? And so a shepherd takes care of a sheep. Someone told me that my stick looked an awful lot bigger than my sheep. And it does, and it does, and it does. But you see, a shepherd takes care of the sheep, all right? Leads them so that they'll find something to eat, leads them to find something to drink, make sure they can curl up and fall asleep and all kinds of wonderful things like that. Sometimes the shepherd needs the stick. Why do you think a shepherd would need the stick? That's it. That's it. Okay, here you go. See? Sheep. Stick. Tries to stop the sheep from going in the wrong direction. You use that to hook their back leg. Or, if they're not going where they're supposed to go, sometimes you just have to pat them on the rump and move them in the correct direction. All right? So shepherds have all kinds of things that they need to do. All right? In today's gospel story, though, Jesus says that he, Jesus, is the good shepherd. So, has Jesus ever needed to pat you on the rump? Has Jesus ever needed to hook your back leg so that you don't run off? Well, maybe not officially like grab your back leg. But you see, what Jesus says is that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The good shepherd is reaching out like this to hold you, to embrace you, to encourage you, to bring you back in. But also, he's like this because he was willing to die on a cross for you and for me. That's how Jesus is our good shepherd. Not because he needs a stick to bang me in the rump or a hook to grab my leg, but he has his arms wide open in love for all of you, for all of us, even you over there. Remember, Jesus is your good shepherd. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being our good shepherd. We thank you for opening your arms to embrace us, encourage us, and then walking beside us as we try to share your love. Be with us, Lord Jesus, today and always. And we thank you for this day. Amen. You guys have a great day. A wonderful day. A marvelous day. Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the presence of our risen Lord be with you all this day. Amen. So, what makes a good shepherd a good shepherd? Is it attentiveness, always being on the watch? Maybe is it skill with a sling, you know, a keen eye and a steady hand and all the rest of that? Is it a loud voice to scare away the predators? What makes a good shepherd? Is it knowing where the good pasture land is? Is it knowing where the best place for water is? I've spent almost no time at all, ever, with sheep. And so I have all kinds of questions when we have Jesus today telling us that he is the good shepherd. You see, throughout Jesus' ministry, he has shown us care. Care for the disciples and care for all of the people around them. He has fed and cared for, cured and healed. He has helped and taught and loved them all. What Jesus hasn't done is use a stick or a sling or even a loud voice. And yet Jesus leads us into a relationship with God and a relationship with one another that is grounded on and founded in the love that comes from God. So what Jesus sees as proof for a good shepherd is vastly different from anything that we can come up with on our own. And so today, we are in the middle of Jesus' teaching about his being the good shepherd in John chapter 10. He is at the heart of what he is saying, and what Jesus is saying is that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And if you listen, Jesus just doesn't say that once and not even twice. Jesus says that five times in the brief paragraph we got from the gospel reading today. This seems to be the decisive criteria for a good shepherd in Jesus' eyes. But does that make sense? All right. If you remember the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus asks his audience, which of them wouldn't leave the 99 sheep to go look for the one sheep that was lost. And I'm thinking that most of the crowd would have said, we all would. If one is lost and you've got 99, you stick with the 99 and let that lost one to its own devices. Jesus, though, was making a point about God's love in that parable. Jesus is telling us that God searches for us when we are lost. God cares about each of us. He cares about each of us as if we were all important. The 99 will be there, but God goes to find the lost one. And all heaven rejoices when all return. That's the point that Jesus was making in the parable. That point is that we are never too lost for God not to care. God will always seek out to love us, to forgive us, and to send us back into the world to try again. Today, Jesus is making another point. Life is hard. For sheep, life is hard, whether it's in pasture lands or out in the wilderness. There are predators, pitfalls, distractions to lead them astray. For us as humans, from work to home, from school to the store, from big cities to smaller towns to rural areas, no matter where, there are for us also predators and pitfalls and distractions that will lead us astray. Jesus is telling us that the good shepherd stands between the sheep and all who threaten. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When a wolf approaches, the good shepherd needs to insert himself between the wolf and the sheep. When a distraction arises, the good shepherd needs to lead the sheep away. The good shepherd is a guide when needed, a protector when necessary, and a substitute when called for. This is how Jesus treated us. When the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful self rise up, Jesus shows us that there is a source of strength from God to help us. When temptation wins, Jesus stands beside us to aid us with forgiveness and a new life. When humanity's sinfulness, when our broken relationship with God is overwhelming, Jesus is willing to suffer and die instead of us, because of us. Jesus stands for us. Jesus was always willing to lay down his life for us. So we who are foolish and guilty, we who are easily distracted and imminently selfish, we are the ones for whom Jesus is willing to suffer and to die. In our reading from 1 John today, we are told that we know love by this, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us. This is Jesus showing us the depth of God's love for us and for all humanity. As lost as we are, God finds us. As helpless as we are, Jesus stands between us and our demise in the love of God, showing us that we too can share that love with one another. The reading from 1 John is beckoning us to lives of love and care for each other, urging us to love in truth and action and not just with words. Jesus' life shows us how far that can go, reaching into the lives of lost ones, cast-offs, the left out with care, bringing hope and love, bringing grace and peace. Jesus helped those who were ill and blind, lame and hungry, those who were searching for a purpose and meaning, as well as searching for a relationship with God. Jesus loved them all. Jesus loves us all. Jesus lays down his life for us so that we can pick up the new life that he gives for the sake of our neighbors. We are loved. May that inspire us to live our lives in love for one another. Now, the truth is, sometimes the people around us will run away. Sometimes those we want to help will resist. Sometimes we can just be overwhelmed by the immensity of it all. But Jesus stands by us as our shepherd, ready to guide us and guard us, bless us and keep us, forgive us and find us rest. There are times when we need those green pastures and still waters. And there are times when we need to be shown how to search, how to help, how to bring God's presence to the ones around us. And Jesus is willing to do all of that for us. There will be times when we get to celebrate God's love at work in us and through us. And there will be times when we fail miserably. Jesus is by us at all times to show us how to live in the depth and the breadth of God's love. Today, Jesus tries to inspire us to lives of love and service by reminding us that He is the Good Shepherd, the one who listens and leads, who cares for us and lays down His life for us. We are also urged today to discover ways to love our neighbors in what we do and in how we live, following Jesus into a world that needs God's grace so desperately. May we all discover ways to love this week. May we all this week discover ways to love that will bring the presence of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, and our risen Lord, wherever it is that we get to be. And may we always remember this final truth. Jesus is risen. Amen. Please rise. As we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, let us now confess our faith together using the words we find in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Shepherding God, gather your church whenever we wander from you and one another. Empower our church in ministries around the world to worship and serve alongside global companions as equal partners and co-workers in the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. Yes. Nurturing God, preserve the health of biomes and ecosystems. Inspire scientists, researchers, conservation organizations, and all people entrusted with the task of caring for creation, that we may be better stewards of the world around us. Lord, in your mercy. Yes. Almighty God, lead nations and communities to share resources, cooperate in solving conflicts, and listen to the wisdom of all people. Help all those with power to share it and to use such power for good. Lord, in your mercy. Yes. loving God, protect the very young and the very old, those living without housing, victims of domestic abuse, and all who live with chronic illness or compromised immune systems. Guide communities to actively care for people who are vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, help this and all communities of faith to listen for your voice. Call us away from things that distract us from following you. Invite us to deeply love and serve people who are lonely and isolated. Lord, in your mercy. Living God, we give thanks for our ancestors. Strengthen us to share the good news. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And now may the God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope bless you now and always. Amen. I hope you have a week filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.